This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, class is in session. I know it's like my kids. Friday, do I have to go to school, Dad? Yes. Yes, you do. And, you know, helping us now, the professor, Morley Robbins, our good friend, is back on the air. Morley, how have you been since I saw you at the Trinity Conference? It was a great, great weekend. And I know you just don't rest. Your busy mind.
Well, it was great to see you face to face. That was a really good meeting. Learned a lot. And we got tons to talk about today, but I think what's fascinating for me is at my sprightly age of 65, I'm able to piece together the puzzle pretty quickly these days, which is very exciting. So happy to share the information.
The active mind, of course, that, you know, we talk about, and maybe we'll get into this as well. Alzheimer's is one of these things, dementia, always in the news now. What's in the news for me personally, of course, is bone repair, because I broke a bone in my hand about almost 2 weeks ago now. I'm recovering pretty quickly. And, you know, I love to go deep into the pathways for people to understand. I don't want them to get lost in, you know, the details too, but at the same time, it's nice to know about these pathways, and so we could support our recovery or even prevention in terms of skeletal degradation, osteoporosis, things like that. So, you know, it's a delicate balance, Morley, as you know, but people are digging, going into the details of how to prevent and reverse these scenarios.
Right. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's so common today, and you probably have noticed it, there are more and more people wearing those big boots, because they've got some kind of broken bone. You know, they've got chin splints or whatever, the runners, what have you. And people aren't understanding why is the skeletal structure becoming more brittle. See, we're all used to looking at skeletons in our high school classroom where it was nice and hard, and we just assume that bones are supposed to be really hard. But they're not. I mean, if you take a piece of chalk, which is calcium carbonate, and you drop it on the sidewalk, what happens? It shatters,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
We know that. So what are the most important minerals for bone? Well, you got to have calcium, got to have phosphorus, got to have magnesium, and you darn well better have some copper in there. And what's that called? That's called ivory. Let's take a piece of ivory the same size as the chalk, drop it on the concrete. What happens? It bounces.
Yeah, it is interesting when the bone is healthy, there is some elasticity to it. People don't really consider that. And, you know, you think about hitting, now I hit the pavement pretty darn hard. I mean, a lot of force. It went into my hand. I'm like, I feel so stupid. At the same time, it was, you know, we talked a little bit before the interview today. And it was like one of those things I look at, if I could leave my body, look back at what was happening, I'm like, somebody like kicked the bike out from under me, even though there was nobody there but me physically, because
right.
I can't explain what happened. It doesn't make sense what happened. I could get it if I did something really stupid and went off the wrong thing. But, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes life says, you know, you need this right now. And I've been joking about, and I think, what did you say? Because now if I'm having to use my left hand, which I'm always right-handed, what does that mean for my right brain, the right side of my brain?
Yeah, you're finally operating in your right brain.
Yes,
and
right.
I'm a southpaw, so I really can finally relate to you now.
all this time, Morley. Also, I don't want to overlook another key mineral in terms of connective tissue integrity, silica as well. But, you know, all of these things work together. And unfortunately, in the modern medical dunderheaded circles, what are they telling our elders with osteopenia and osteoporosis? They're talking about Boniva and Fosamax. And what these drugs do is they block the breakdown of bone tissue, the normal recycling and replenishing of healthy new cells. And then those bones become brittle and abnormal and growths happen. So it's just a weird thing modern medicine does as well.
That's exactly right. So here's some little factoids that I think you and your listeners will find fascinating. So the medium for the osteoblasts, SB, builders, the bone builders, is alkaline phosphatase. It's got to have an alkaline environment. And what I just stumbled upon the other day is to discover that if you are retinol deficient, you know, the real vitamin A, If you don't have enough real vitamin A in your diet, you're not going to be able to produce enough alkaline phosphatase to support the function of the osteoblast to rebuild your bone. Now, that's huge. You know, why is copper so important? Because it knits collagen and elastin together, so you have both integrity and flexibility. Whether we're talking bone, connective tissue, arteries, All of that material is all the same to the body, and it needs that lysyl oxidase to knit that stuff together. The other thing that's really important for people to understand, particularly as it relates to osteopenia and osteoporosis, well, there's one metal that has a distinct property for causing calcium loss in the hard tissue. And it's called iron, because iron activates acid phosphatase, which is the opposite of alkaline phosphatase. So if you're trying to break down the bone, you got to have acid phosphatase. And what accelerates that enzyme's work is the presence of iron. So we've got iron. Iron is activating the process of taking calcium out of the hard tissue called bone. And then on the other side, it's iron, once again, that's stimulating the prevalence of calcium in soft tissue called our arteries and our eyes and our brain and our whatever. And it's an iron-induced function on either side of that fence. I didn't know that. That's just something that's emerged from my, you know, relentless reading of the research. But it's iron is stimulating this breakdown process and this failure to rebuild process. And you've used the magic word, recycle.
Mm-hmm.
Recycle is really important in the body. And one of the most important recycling processes in the body is to recycle iron. You and I have about 5,000 milligrams of iron. That's a lot of iron. To give people a frame of reference, a penny has 90 milligrams of copper in it. And what's fascinating is that one penny is what regulates the 5,000 milligrams of iron in our body if it's allowed to have bioavailability. And what takes that? Takes retinol to make copper bioavailable. So we've got this bolus of 5,000 milligrams of iron. What's 80% of it doing? Carrying oxygen in our body. The bulk of it is in our blood, and then 10% of it is in our muscle cells. Very important. Can't live without that oxygen.
Right. And Morley, hold on for a moment, because I want, you know, I know that we got new listeners all of the time, and they might not know about you. Yeah. You know, we've done a lot of shows together over the past few years, and there are archives available for free to go back and listen. But the retinol aspect, we talk about real vitamin A, not the synthetic garbage and a lot of supplements. Dietary sources for retinol. This is a controversy because, you know, yesterday Super Don throws some stories at me. Vegetarians are more miserable than meat eaters, you know, things like that, just to anger people. We have fun with this. I'm not attached to any one diet per se, except that I want everybody to eat cleanly. Now, if you have deficiencies, look at your diet, explore the options that you have, whether you're a vegetarian, meat eater, or now what we're calling flexitarians, that we heard about yesterday. Retinol sources in diet.
Oh, the best retinol sources are free-range eggs, butter, grass-fed butter. unbelievable source of retinol. Heavy cream, which most people have never had in their life. Beef liver, again, something most people have never had. And something that our ancestors grew up on every day was cod liver oil. So those are the five richest sources of real vitamin A, as opposed to the vegetable precursor is called beta carotene. And you'd have to eat a room full of carrots to equal 1 teaspoon of retinol found in cod liver oil. And people don't like to hear that. They say, well, my body can adapt, and actually it can't, because most people are copper deficient. They don't even have a penny's worth of copper in their body. And the problem is the enzyme that converts beta carotene into retinol is called beta carotene monooxygenase. As soon as you hear the word oxygen, you know that, ooh, that must involve copper, and in fact it does. And so BCMO doesn't work without bioavailable copper.
Well, pause for that, because that's why I asked you the question about retinol sources, dietary real food sources. The same question we come up again, and I'll revisit this with you. We've talked about it before, but dietary sources of copper, some of them are similar to what you said for retinol. There might be some other options, as we've talked about, too.
Yeah, good sources of copper would be, surprisingly, bee pollen, from a local farmer or from a health food store or whatever. Whole food vitamin C, the two that I recommend are either innate response tablets, mm-hmm, or pure radiance powder. But again, inside that whole food vitamin C is an enzyme called tyrosinase, and it has, it's a three-sided pyramid with copper at all four points. And then we've got beef liver again. Most people think of, when they think beef liver, they think iron. Well, yeah, but there's actually twice as much copper in a properly raised animal in their liver. So we have twice as much copper as iron in a grass-fed beef liver. So those are very rich sources of copper.
And folks, for those of you, again, are fundamentally opposed to eating animals, again, that's a different story in terms of your philosophy on life. I respect that. That's cool. But I'm very concerned that you get some form of supplemental copper in that case. If you can do bee pollen, that would be great. But most of the dietary supplement sources of copper are not necessarily the right form, and people can become copper toxic taking too much of the wrong form. So we want to balance that out. Morley, I know you can help us to do that. We're up against our first break here. Morley Robbins, my guest, will tell you where you can find out more about Morley and be part of his group online on Facebook as well, and you can ask questions there even after the show. Links are up in the show notes today, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Always enjoy bringing Morley on board here. Class is still in session. It's not the weekend yet. Almost. We'll dig a little deeper on this topic and strengthen those bones after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be. Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father, GodSaidManSaid.com, U.S. colleges, new mental institutions, close Satan's secret door, GodSaidManSaid.com, mummies and the sons of Ham, alcohol and Christians, geologists say yes to crucifixion, GodSaidManSaid.com, which religion, which Bible, quantum physics to Adam's rib, hours of text and streaming audio, GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to Morley Robbins, a number of places you can go to find more about Morley. And Morley, I'm going to let you let her rip before we get back into the topic. How will they find you after the show?
Probably the best bet is Magnesium Advocacy Group on Facebook, or they can reach out on the rootcauseprotocol.com. That's the new website that I'm going to be launching. And it actually exists now, but it'll be more formally launched next week. But that'll, okay. Those will be two good places.
Rootcauseprotocol.com. Good. Excellent. All right, now go ahead. Yes, let's dive back into the concerns I have for people ingesting supplements in the wrong form.
Well, I just want to finish up this issue of recycling, because
sure.
You picked up a really important point. We got to be able to recycle our body. Very, very important. And so the two that I think are really important are, one, this iron thingy. And so we need 25 milligrams of iron, again, about a quarter of a penny of iron every day. And we're supposed to get 95% of that from our iron recycling system. It's a very sophisticated recycling system. It's got a very funky name called the reticuloendothelial system. So I just call it the recycling system because that's what it does. And the most important part is the macrophages, which are the professional Pac-Men in our body, they gobble up the dying red blood cells and they turn over the red blood cell, and then they are supposed to be able to release the iron back into the system so it can go down to the bone marrow to make new red blood cells.
Mm.
And 95% of our daily iron requirement comes through that recycling center. 1 milligram a day is supposed to come through our lips. That's a very important distinction.
Yeah, the recycling capacity. You know, people talk about being what we call sustainable. How about living sustainably within your own body, much less that outer environment?
Absolutely. And so the most important part of that process is the iron needs to get out of the macrophage. And it requires the ferrooxidase enzyme that we've talked about before.
Copper dependent.
And so it's copper regulating the release of that iron so that the body and the bone marrow can rebuild new red blood cells. Huge. The other place where recycling is unbelievably important is called our brain. You've heard of it. So
the right side is working right now.
That's right. Absolutely. And so but what's the brain work on? It's got cholesterol. That's what runs the brain is cholesterol. And it turns out that 99% of that cholesterol needs to be recycled. Only 1% can get through the blood-brain barrier that may come by way of our diet. So again, the brain needs to recycle cholesterol. Wow. Well, who's doing that? It's a cell called the astrocyte. Turns out that the astrocyte is what's in between the blood-brain barrier and the neurons. The astrocyte is considered the powerhouse and the recycler of the brain. And it's doing all the heavy lifting so that it sends nutrients to the neurons because they're too busy firing and thinking. And the astrocyte's doing all the heavy lifting. Guess what mineral is running the astrocyte?
Could it be copper?
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And do you think retinol might be really important in that process? Absolutely. And so if you don't have that real vitamin A, if you don't have those bioavailable sources of copper, then the brain doesn't work right. And what happens? There's a whole series of enzymes that start to break down that are copper dependent, and you get things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and Huntington's disease and multiple sclerosis and so on. Again, this is not rocket science if you understand the primal interplay between copper and retinol to enable the recycling of the body. It's unbelievable, actually.
It is. And real quick here, as far as I just want to get back to the dietary sources of copper versus supplemental sources that are improper that could lead to copper toxicity.
The problem is that there's a lot of copper supplements that are sold, either through daily vitamins or just standalone, and those are not bioavailable. Now, there's some people who think they are, but I think the real problem is copper is most usable to our body when it's in food. The plant or the animal has already done the heavy lifting to put it into a form that we can actually use. What's missing in our body are what are called reductase enzymes. They reduce things, and what they're basically doing is taking electrons away.
Right, but by getting it in the right form, you don't have to over-rely on that system. We got to take a quick break here. Morley Robbins, my guest this hour. We'll go more into some bone health, and I'm going to throw him a heavy metal curveball after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
Today, before heading off to France with the First Lady, President Trump signed a proclamation blocking certain immigrants from claiming asylum. The move is expected to face a wave of legal challenges. The president spoke to reporters about the plan.
People can come in, but they have to come in through the ports of entry, and that to me is a very important thing.
Three wildfires in California continue to destroy homes and structures and force thousands of residents to evacuate. Two fires are in Southern California, and a voluntary evacuation order was issued for a part of Malibu. Meanwhile, in Northern California, the town of Paradise, which is near Chico, is also under evacuation orders. Now, the governor did declare a state of emergency. And in Georgia, Republican Brian Kemp declared victory, while Stacey Abrams, a Democrat in the race, has refused to concede, insisting that outstanding votes could still trigger a runoff. And votes in Arizona are still being counted there in the Senate race and race for Attorney General. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Go to robertscottbell.com for all the updates, including upcoming events and lectures. I'll be in the Tampa Bay area on the 29th, I believe, or 28th, somewhere in there. It's a Thursday evening later this month in Abby's Natural Food Store, Health Food Store in Tampa. In the meantime, we got Morley Robbins still back with us and giving us great information, details that if it's too much for you in one segment or two or three, you can go online. There's a group there, a magnesium group online and Facebook, the Root Cause Protocol website. These things are linked up in the show notes thanks to Superdon at robertscottbell.com. We're talking copper, we're talking iron, magnesium, retinol, real vitamin A, always 100% whole food. That's where we are. And here's the question. I said I was going to throw you a heavy metal curveball. You know, we're talking iron, which is a metal, copper metal we talk about. Well, what about the preponderance of lead being found in bones and bone tissue? Not only does that indicate, of course, lead toxicity due to environmental water, who knows where that's coming in, but interesting, it must be displacing something. It just doesn't get added into the mix. Might it displace the things we need, and that could be dangerous more than just for bones?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you see, particularly like on a hair test, if you see a rise in lead, what you know is that they're not getting enough calcium in their diet, or they're not metabolizing the calcium. And all of the, what they're called calcitropic hormones, that means they deal with calcium, they're regulating calcium, all of the calcitropic hormones key off of magnesium, whether we're talking calcitonin, parathyroid hormone, or hormone D, today known as vitamin D, but calcium will keep that lead in regulation in a healthy body.
Yeah, but when you've got this totally chronic overexposure, like we hear about lead toxicity in terms of water, right? That's the big controversy, whether it be Flint, Michigan, or elsewhere. You know, these heavy metals come in, and we talk about displacing minerals as well, not just, you know, calcium, which has helped to somehow, I don't know if it's neutralized or balanced, but the body's throwing it somewhere, because obviously if lead hits the brain and nervous system, they're devastating impacts. I don't think it's totally stopping that, because if it's heavy in the bones, it's probably heavier elsewhere as well.
Yeah, and it's something that I just learned literally yesterday. There's a protein that's called MTF1. You know, and it's the heavy metal clearing enzyme in the liver. I'd never heard of it. MTF1. Well, it turns out this particular research team were tinkering around, and they discovered that MTF1 keys off of another protein called CTR1. Well, CTR1 is the gateway for absorbing copper into the body, and especially into the liver. And what they discovered is that if CTR1 isn't functioning properly, MTF1 doesn't function, and then heavy metals start to build in the liver. Now, let's talk about, well, what gets in the way of CTR1? That's really important, because it's the gateway to let copper in so that it can be made into a bioavailable form. Well, there are three things that I know of that actually inhibit CTR1. One is called glyphosate. You've heard of it.
Yeah,
it's called Roundup. Right? High fructose corn syrup, which is everywhere now in the diet, especially if you spend time at Starbucks or 7-Eleven, and zinc supplements. Those three agents that are ubiquitous in society today are shutting down CTR1, which is then preventing copper from getting into our cells and our tissue, which is then preventing MTF1 from functioning, which is then blocking the ability of the liver to clear heavy metals.
Yes.
We have a natural mechanism to do this.
Of course we do.
But it's copper dependent.
But yeah, it's copper dependent. Also, we talk about the production of glutathione within the cells and the liver, and metallothionines that also bind to the metals and usher them out of the body. Selenium-dependent pathways. We've talked about silica as well for reduction of aluminum, interestingly enough. And, you know, we can't hit everything today, but I just want to at least touch base on how the proper ingestion of the right form of key minerals, even in trace amounts, can be the difference between a disease, decay, and degenerative disease, and having your fully intact, not only cognitive abilities well into old age, but skeletal issues. Like my mom, who's, you know, almost 85, and she's dancing two or three times a week, right? She's got strength and elasticity in her bones. If she falls down, she gets bruised. She doesn't break something, unlike her son. But again, I went down with some massive force, and it was like, whoa, it hit all in that one little bone in my hand and said, yep, no, we're going to fracture right now.
Yeah, we got your attention now. So the other thing to know about the glutathione, and I've seen this now in 5 articles in the last couple months. The first, when copper comes into the cell, the first thing it binds with is glutathione. So there's a copper-selenium relationship mm-hmm. in glutathione. I think it's important for people to know that. So selenium gets all the credit, but copper's doing all the work. And the thing is, these recycling systems are, I mean, our body's turning over all the time. I mean, you know, the retina of the eye, every 2 days it gets replaced. The lining of the gut, every 3 days it's getting replaced. It takes 7 weeks to replace the liver. It takes 7 months to replace the central nervous system. And people don't think about that there's this constant recycling system. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the part of the cell that is doing that recycling is called the peroxisome. I'd never heard of it, but as you might expect, it's producing a lot of peroxide. Well, if you're making a lot of peroxide, you better have a good way to get rid of it. Well, there's two enzymes that get rid of peroxide. One's called catalase, and the other's called glutathione peroxidase. Both of them are copper-dependent. So, again, the body has these elegant systems to recycle itself using this particular organelle called the peroxisome. But if you don't have copper, guess what? The whole thing comes crashing down. And if you don't have retinol to make the copper bioavailable, it don't work. It's that straightforward.
And, folks, your doctor is not going to tell you this. If you have an allopathic medical doctor that you're worried about bone health at any age, much less in your elder years when they say you're osteopenic or osteoporotic, these are the things they won't tell you. They'll put you on a drug to block breakdown, normal healthy breakdown for recycling of the minerals and to replenish new healthy bone cells. They will stop it on purpose with a drug and completely ignore everything we've discussed with Morley Robbins today regarding these key minerals and vitamins coming from whole food sources. I can't say that enough. If you've got great-grandma, grandma, or mom and dad, if they're not paying attention, have them listen to the show. And if it's too complicated, just go back to the dietary sources for these minerals. The body knows what to do with them. You don't have to think, oh, I better tell it what to do. No, just give the body what it needs. It knows what to do.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's what it did is basically I dusted off Mother Nature and said, there's got to be a way to allow the body to do what it knows what to do. The body is designed for homeostasis. It knows exactly what to do if it has key nutrients. Well, it's got to have minerals, especially magnesium, especially copper. And it's got to have a fat medium. It's an incredible source of energy. But here's something that a lot of people don't know about. They're called nuclear receptors. So if we dive into the nucleus and we start to unravel the DNA, there are receptors there that begin to pick up the signal that something needs to be done. And these receptors, there's two parts to the receptors. And there's a regulatory receptor, and then there are designated receptors that do different jobs. Well, a lot of people probably heard of VDR, vitamin D receptor, but they don't know is that there's a partner to it. It's called RXR, like a train track, RXR. And RXR is a master regulatory nuclear receptor to make VDR work. Because if you don't have retinol in your diet, then all of that vitamin D that people are sucking down can't do its job. And this RXR keys off of at least 10 different nuclear receptors that I found that allow for proper bile function, proper breakdown of cholesterol, proper energy regulation inside the cell. I mean, Robert, it is mind-blowing what the RXR receptor does, but that's not the casual internet search is not going to find that. You got to be digging pretty deep.
You got to go deep,
key is, you got to go deep, but it's there if you do go deep. But what's important is to understand how incredibly simple and elegant our bodies are when they have the right nutrients, as you keep emphasizing.
Well, and that is the point of emphasis, because as much as I like the egghead topics we get into, and a lot of folks do, some will glaze over, and Morley, that's just great, but it's way too deep. You don't have to know all of this. The point is, it's to emphasize the importance of the 100% whole food forms of the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the trace elements that we need, so that the body, in its intelligence, way smarter than any medical man, does what it's designed by God to do. And that's the point of, you know, talking about this and the fascination I have. But then we can step back and go, all right, as long as we give the body what it needs and it's able to get it in, then these functions that are too complicated for most of us to know about will still work. You don't have to know how it works, but we want you to have an insight into it, because it's a brilliant mechanism. As you say, it sounds complex, yet at the same time, it's beautiful in its simplicity, too.
Here's a quick story that you'll get a kick out of. So you probably know that Wisconsin is a major dairy-producing part of the country. And back in the 50s, they were very proud of the products that they made, especially their butter, and they passed a law in the early 50s that it was against the law to bring margarine into the state of Wisconsin.
Good law, by the way.
Yeah. Good law, absolutely. So now we come fast forward. I was doing some research yesterday for a presentation I'm working on, and I wanted a picture of Kerrygold butter. You know, of course, it's made in Ireland, but cows mopping up all that grass over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I stumbled on this article from February of last year where the state of Wisconsin has outlawed the sale of Kerrygold butter because people from Wisconsin like it too much. Why? Because it's grass-fed.
It's grass-fed versus factory farms in Wisconsin, the CAFO farms. Yeah.
That's right. I got a kick out of that. I thought that was pretty
That's
fun.
A strange irony, isn't it? Folks, you know, the breakdown we're talking about and the protection and replenishment and recycling of bone tissue when we talk about preventing and reversing osteoporosis, same mechanisms. We don't have time to go into it for periodontal disease, heart disease, you name it. And Morley, we're about out of time here, my friend. It's been great to revisit this with you. Class is officially out of session now. Y'all go out and have a great weekend. I'll wrap it up in some silly way with Super Don when we come back. Thank you, Morley.
You bet. It's been a pleasure.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Morley Robbins. Now y'all can take your egghead hats off and enjoy your weekend. Super Don is back, and let's see if we can dumb this thing down a bit. I mean, we got to balance it out because we've been intellectual today, maybe to a fault to an extent. But I think overall to help everybody to know what to do. And all we're going to go to Gelderland for this story. Gelderland. Do you know about Gelderland?
Gelderland. Yes. Last time I heard anything about Gelderland was from that movie The Knight's Tale with Heath Ledger in it.
Yes.
Where he was Sir Ulrich von Lichtenstein.
That's right.
Gelderland.
Remember that?
Yes.
And they played all the hip moderate music with it. That was a fun movie.
Good movie. Really good movie.
Yeah. But apparently a Dutch man who's 69 years of age, and he says he identifies as 20 years younger. He has now launched a legal battle officially to change his age legally. And then Gelderland, where's that? The Netherlands. Holland. Okay?
Oh.
So we do have some listeners in the Netherlands. There's a lot of English-speaking folks. They pretty much all know how to speak English. They're really much better than we are about learning other languages there in the Netherlands. But Emil Radelband, 69, argues that if transgender people are allowed to change their sex, he should be allowed to change his date of birth. Because doctors says, hey, doctors say I have the body of a 45-year-old, right? Right? Have you ever, you don't feel 69, you're 45. I'll go for 49.
All right.
You know, so he's got some scientific basis here to his argument, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
I think this is this. We need to see more of this to balance out what's going on in terms of, you know, how old are you? You get to say, look, you get to say what kind of, hey, do am I a man or a woman or a neutral gender? I don't know. But
wow,
this guy is taking it seriously. He's a entrepreneur, self-help guru suing the local authorities because they refused to let him amend his age on official documents. Now, why would he want to do this? That's the next question. This is, you know, it's a legitimate question. You know, if you're going to do this in the courts, you're going to say, all right, Mr. Rattleband, what is it that you want to achieve here? I get it that you feel like you should be 49 to 69. The doctors have said you're 45, not 69. But, you know, we need to take into consideration your motivations here. Superdon, what is motivating this guy?
Well, a couple of things. First off, he says, when I'm 69, I'm limited. He says, if I'm 49, then I could buy a new house, I could drive a different car, I could take up more work. And then he says, when I'm on Tinder, and it says I'm 69, I don't get an answer. But when I'm 49, with the face that I have, I'll be in a luxurious position. So apparently he wants to get more action in bed by being able to say he's 49.
Hmm. What do you think? Would you, as a judge, rule in his favor? What do you say?
Well, listen, I mean, I suppose there's something to be argued here. Mm-hmm. It's just not on a whim.
Ageism. You know, he's being discriminated against because of his age. He wants to say he's 20 years younger. Well, why not let him? I don't know. Also, he wants to go back to work. All right, so it's not all about Tinder, apparently. There might be a mandatory retirement thing we're not aware of in the Netherlands, and I think that's not right. People should be able to work however long they want to work. I've often said that retirement's not a good idea. In fact, people that retire, they often die quickly because they're not doing what they perhaps love to do. Now, I'm not saying everybody loves their work, but if you find a passion and you get to live it and work it and you get compensated to do it, you'll never work another day in your life. So why would you ever stop is the point. So, but this guy, perhaps all about Tinder, maybe not the highest spiritual ideal, but who am I to judge if this brings him fulfillment?
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out, I guess, in 4 weeks. That's when the written ruling is supposed to come down.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to do a follow-up on that then.
Maybe we can get him on the show, right?
That would be great. That would be great. Let's see if we reach out to the Netherlands.
Dutch, though? I don't know.
No, like I said, they speak English pretty well over there in the Netherlands.
Do they?
So I don't think it would be a big problem. Anyway, y'all, you know, we got a little bit more time before the weekend officially begins. I hope you enjoyed this show, and please give a re-listen to some of the stuff we went into the great detail on. It's fascinating, even to me. Well, to me, especially to me. That's why I do the show. I love to go there. But remember, share the show. We don't have an outrageous pharmaceutical PR budget. We don't have any budget for that. So we rely on y'all to say, hey, have you heard the Robert Scott Bell Show? Pretty cool. And you can share the archives. You can share links to the audio archives, the YouTubes, all of that. And, of course, the notes here with the stories that we link to have you be able to see or navigate the mainstream media's reporting on health issues, particularly in a way that they'll never train you to do. In fact, they don't want you to see the things we're able to help you see here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So thanks, Superdon, for putting it out there in the notes. We are going to take a break for 24 hours or so, or 36. Be back on the air Sunday. Superdon's going to be doing his show on Saturday, the America Canucks show. But in the meantime, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.